President Biden joined other world leaders to open the Group of Seven summit. Among the key issues they'll be discussing, the coronavirus pandemic, restarting world economies, and climate change. NewsAsian White House correspondent Allison Harris is live in D.C. with more tonight. Allison.
Nicole, this day has been filled with photo ops, ceremony, and appearances by the British royal family. But beyond the smiles and the staging, the pressure the president is under is building, edging closer to his meeting with President Putin. President Biden and the First Lady posing with the British Prime Minister and his wife, followed by leaders of the G7 walking along the beach in Cornwall.
Okay, here we are, folks.
Then posing for the traditional family photo ahead of the first summit session.
I actually think this is a meeting that genuinely needs to happen.
Conversation centered on the global effort to overcome the pandemic through vaccines and rebounding economies. The economic powers announcing a collective 1 billion doses to be donated to 100 of the world's poorest countries, the U.S. supplying half. The British Prime Minister borrowing President Biden's slogan, saying they must build back better.
We need to make sure that we learn the lessons from the pandemic.
Part of Mr. Biden's mission on this trip, to reunite with traditional allies after a rocky 4 years under former President Trump. A new poll shows much stronger support abroad for this president than his predecessor. Confidence in the U.S. president is up from 17% to 75%.
Are you supposed to be looking as if you're enjoying it?
Yes.
And another family photo op this evening, this time with the Queen, who later joined the leaders for a reception, playing a more prominent role than anticipated. Dr. Jill Biden already getting one-on-one time with a royal, carrying a bowl of carrots to feed bunnies at a preschool. The First Lady and longtime teacher visited with the Duchess of Cambridge. Tonight, a dinner with the royals attending. The pomp and ceremony comes as pressure builds toward President Biden's biggest event of this first overseas trip, his first face-to-face meeting as president with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, where Mr. Biden is expected to warn of consequences for further cyber, military, and political interference from the Kremlin, while at the same time trying to lower the temperature in dealings with Putin's Russia.
And President Biden and the First Lady will meet with Queen Elizabeth again this weekend.